2-0 lead as we go to the fourth after the Sal Frelick two-run homer. Elvis Peguero takes over. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification across the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN at W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Pat Murphy said earlier today that the plan was to get Quintana three times up, but he only goes two innings, and he was dominant in doing so. Now Peguero facing Tyler Freeman to begin the fourth inning. Now a swing and a ground ball hit back past the mound. Tough play, second baseman Durbin. Backhand from shallow left field throws, and he got him out at first. What a play by Caleb Durbin. Momentum taking him away from first base. He was on the shortstop side of the infield as he made the backhanded pick. And he got that ball on the fly to the first baseman for the out on Freeman. That's fun to see. Durbin's infield defense is something that I know the Brewers are paying very close attention to as they determine where he's going to start his regular season. That's probably the best play we've seen him make. So one out for the ground ball specialist Peguero, who delivers strike one on Kyle Manzardo.
That was a high level of difficulty play.
Peguero's 0-1. Manzardo chops foul weakly to the first base on deck circle. Nothing in two. Pat Murphy said yesterday the Brewers are planning on Durbin being a third baseman. Second base looked pretty good right there. 0-2, Manzardo struck out against Woodruff earlier. The pitch fouled off on the left side over the screen at the facade of our press box area.
Feels like it's... I feel pretty confident in saying that I think the Brewers feel like it's going to be Terang or Ortiz at short, and whoever's not is going to be at second, yep. Or vice versa, depending on how you wanted to...
Manzardo just gets a piece of a slider, fouls it off to stay alive.
It's not like it's a competition for short, and Pat Murphy has been clear about that. It's a competition to see how does this thing best fit. But I think the best fit is going to be one or the other up the middle with those two.
0-2 again. Manzardo chops foul again. This one on the ground up the first baseline. You know, it's been interesting, Lane. The last few days, and now Bryce Terang's shoulder discomfort has taken him out of the lineup on Saturday and Sunday. But before that, it had been Terang at short and Ortiz at second, which seemed to be going against what the conventional thinking was that it was going to be. But that's becoming an idea that's catching on, it appears. 0-2 pitch fouled again. Manzardo just keeps spoiling Peguero offerings.
I think a lot of people, when I say a lot of people, I mean you and me and people that follow the team on a daily basis, came into camp anticipating that Joey would end up being the shortstop, partly because Bryce Terang was the best defender in the world at second base last year.
0-2 again. Low. Finally ball one on Manzardo.
Do you want to mess with that? Also, the second base position, because of the lack of a shift, and as much as your first baseman is holding guys on at times, there's a real premium for that position that maybe we didn't value as much as we should have 15 or 20 years ago. And an elite guy like Terang really shows you what they can do.
1-2. Outside on the lefty, Manzardo, 2-2. One out, nobody on in the fourth. 2-0 Brewers. I think the games that we've watched Bryce play shortstop, he looks like he could be the best shortstop on the planet.
I 100% agree with you. I came into camp thinking...
2-2 outside. Manzardo has worked a full count.
I came into camp thinking, Joey at short, Bryce at second. Why mess with it, right? And I have slowly started to come around to, I don't know, Terang looks so good at short at times.
3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Slider down near the back foot, got him. It was off the plate, but he chased. And Peguero gets his first ortho ASAP strikeout. Start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com.
I think the bottom line with it is the Brewers are winners no matter how they construct that thing up the middle. They are going to have an elite defender at either position.
John Kinsey Noel against Peguero. Takes a piping hot strike. How about that 97-mile-an-hour sinker? By the way, Carbliss, proud partner of the Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbliss, this is more. Noel takes strike two. 96 on the outside corner at the knees.
And just to clarify, when I say an elite defender at either position, I mean at both positions. Both of those guys, I think, are going to be elite.
Joey's never really played a lot of second base. That's the thing about Ortiz. But he hadn't played a lot of third base either until last year, and that was fine. 0-2, swing and a miss. Wow. Peguero just blew away John Kenzie Noel with three sinkers. Impressive inning for Elvis, another ortho ASAP strikeout. And when I say it was fine at third base for Ortiz, I was very much underselling how good he was.
He was fine for a week, and then he became great.
We go to the bottom of the fourth. More Ben Lively for Cleveland, trailing 2-0 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, ready to sweeten your game? It's time for Quick Trip's Nature's Touch ice cream. Ooh, making moves like the starting lineup of a championship team. Whether you're gearing up for the big game, celebrating a win, or just looking for a sweet break in the action. Chocolate, vanilla, cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, and more. Yeah, there's no such thing as a bad pick. So why wait? Flavor doesn't scoop itself. Get your hands on your winning Nature's Touch ice cream flavor today. Only at Quick Trip.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boys Forever Interior Paint and Primer in One offers powerhouse protection with its stain blocking, odor reducing technology. Refresh your home today with Dutch Boy Paint. Get a gallon on sale now through March 23rd. View our entire selection of Dutch Boy Paint at Menards.com. Plus the weekly flyer and other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
No dental insurance, but you need dental care? The new WDA Dental Savings Club is just for you from the Wisconsin Dental Association. We've been protecting the Badger State's oral health for over 150 years. Here's what WDA Savings Club members receive. Savings up to 55% on dental care. Special dental care bundles. A statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. No dental insurance doesn't have to mean no dental care. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
How can you not be romantic about this?
Back, track,
this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers lead 2-0, batting against the Guardians starter Ben Lively in the bottom of the fourth. Right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, get windows as low as $22 per month and doors as low as $89 per month. Visit PellaWI.com. Rhys Hoskins will lead things off against Lively and takes a breaking ball up and away for ball one. Hoskins, Canna, Kepra. 5-6-7 on the lineup card. 1-0 pitch. It's that same breaking ball, a curve, and that one caught the outside corner. 1-1. Lively gave up the two-run home run to Sal Frelick last inning. Wind up the 1-1. Hoskins swings and drives one into right center. A long run for Freeman over to his left. He's there, though. Reaches out, makes the catch. There have been few balls off of Lively that have been not well struck. It's my way of saying they've hit him well. Made it a little more difficult than it needed to be. Marcana flew to right his first time up. Takes a strike. Ben Lively had the year of his big league career last season. At age 32, he won 13 games for the division-winning Guardians. The one pitch chopped foul wide of third. It's nothing and two. So they brought him back, gave him a raise. We had seen him the year before with the Cincinnati Reds. He made four starts in 2023 against the Brewers with Cincinnati. So the Brewers remember this guy. 0-2 to Canna. Breaking ball is high. Ball one. Couple of division winners from a year ago and a couple of managers of the year. These benches today. Pop up, hit behind shortstop. Out goes Daniel Schneeman, shielding his eyes from the sun using the glove, and then he makes the catch. Canna pops out. Boy, this kid is doing a great job, isn't he?
Outstanding.
bringing the energy, our junior public announcer.
You were talking earlier, and you saw me smirking. I was smirking at our PA kid. He's outstanding.
Public address announcer. They do that at the home games during the regular season in Milwaukee, and we bring that tradition here to Phoenix, where in the bottom of the fourth, a youngster announces the Brewers as they come up. Vinny Capra took a strike with two out, and now takes another strike, 0-2. Yeah, last year, Stephen Vogt, in his first season as a manager, took the team all the way to the ALCS. He was the AL's Manager of the Year. And you know what Murph did. 0-2 pitch. Fouled off on the right side, out of play by Capra. He flew to right his first time. I think these teams are both going to be very competitive again in their divisions this year. No reason to believe otherwise. Two out, the 0-2. Capra fouls again right side. His batting helmet comes off. He's still alive. He's got to pick it up out of the dirt. 0-2. 2-0 Brewers, bottom four. On what is a big day here. Ending a big weekend here. 0-2 again. Swung on, hacked at a high one, and fouled it straight back into the screen, did Vinny. Remains 0-2. We've got a doubleheader here today.
So our PA youngster is Cooper Klein, the son of Matt Klein.
Ah, 0-2 pitch is off the plate away. Good take by Vinny, 1-2. Matt Klein, one of the big decision makers in the Brewers front office, if you're not familiar.
Yeah, Brewers assistant GM.
1-2 pitch. Off the plate, outside, fastball, 2-2 on Capra. Well, he's got a...
Cooper's doing awesome, isn't he?
He's got a future behind a microphone somewhere. Maybe we got to look out. Bases are empty. Ben Lively trying to finish four innings. 2-2 pitch. Down and away. Laid off the curve, and it's gone from 0-2 to a full count on Vinny Capra. We were talking about, by the way, Lane, the battles for the infield for the Brewers. This guy's squarely in the mix, too. Shouldn't leave out Vinny Capra's name from that discussion. 3-2. Took high, ball four. Another impressive plate appearance for Capra. He walks. Walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Second walk issued by Lively. Caleb Durbin bats for a second time. Durbin's had such a great spring, and he does not have a minor league option. Pitch to Durbin, who does have minor league options, is a strike, and it's nothing in one. And Pat Murphy's talked about that past few days. That's certainly going to be an important factor in the decision who wins an opening day spot. Sure sounds like Vinny Capra's put himself in a good position. The one to Durbin. Line drive between short and third. Base hit into left. Stopping at second is Capra. Caleb Durbin's got a two-out single, and it's two on for Andrew Monasterio. And Stephen DeVoe's coming out of the dugout. There is activity in the Guardians' bullpen, and there will be a pitching change. Josh Harlow, right-hander, is coming on in. So Lively had a couple of chances to get through the fourth and couldn't do it. U.S. Cellular, call to the bullpen. Proud to support the Brewers. They remind you when the game is on, turn your notifications off with us mode. U.S. Cellular, built for us. 2-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
The Island Resort and Casino's stay-and-play golf packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Book early in the week for best availability by visiting islandresortgolf.com. A favorite among golfers, Island's Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino's stay-and-play golf package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health. Doctor-led, specializing in you.
Josh Harlow takes over with Capra at second and Durbin at first. There are two outs in the bottom of the fourth, and the Brewers already leading Cleveland 2-0. He'll face Andrew Monasterio, but first a pickoff play in behind Capra at second base. That was about as half-hearted of a pickoff play as you'll ever see. He threw the ball. Capra was already standing at second base, and the second baseman just caught it and threw it right back to the pitcher. Now he'll come to the plate. Miss outside with a breaking ball to Monasterio. Harlow. Ben Lively, 3 2/3 innings. Gave up 6 runners. 4 hits, couple of walks, and thus far 2 runs. Monasterio singled and scored last inning. Big swing at the 1-0, but he pops a foul over our heads. 1-1. Harlow's third game with the big club this spring. He's only recorded 2 outs. One of the guys who comes over from the minor league side and is asked to clean up a dirty inning. Hoping to strand a pair, the 1-1. A little bit high on Monasterio, 2-1. Josh Maurer, Lane Grindle with producer-engineer Kent Sommerfeld. As the Brewers try for a 7-0 week in the Cactus League. 2-1 pitch. Fly ball to center. Coming on in is Tyler Freeman. It's falling fast. It dies in front of him for a base hit. Around third comes Capra. He'll score. Durbin goes first to third. Another bloop single. Andrew Monasterio's done that 2 innings in a row. Right in front of Tyler Freeman. It's 3-0 Brewers. Did that remind you of the one last inning that he hit?
Very similar. The difference was this time you knew it was going to get down because you had seen the first one. Kind of hit right at Freeman. Those are tough to get a good first step on when you're in center field and it's hit right at you, and you have to come in fast.
Here comes Sal Frelick. They're on the corners, and he'll take up and away from Harlow. Ball one. And I've been talking this whole inning, I feel like, about the guys battling for middle infield jobs on the opening day Brewers roster. Monasterio's been with the big club for 2 straight years, Lane, and he's hitting almost .500 this spring. And we're not talking about him. Maybe we should be, as Frelick takes low ball too.
Yeah, very versatile guy too. I mean, a guy that can play third, he can play second, he's playing short today. So you like that he can play any of those 3 spots on the infield. A little bit like Capra.
Nice to have options, I'll tell you. 2-0 pitch. Frelick takes inside on a breaking ball, 3-0. And by options, I mean different guys you can choose from, not minor league options. So it's nice to have those too, which Monasterio does, by the way.
2 years ago, Andrew Monasterio was one of the unsung heroes of that division title team.
3-0. I bet Sal's swinging if he wants, but the pitch was way outside. Ball 4. Not close, and the bases are loaded. All of this coming with 2 outs. It's gone walk, single, single, walk. A run is in. The bags are packed for Jackson Churio against the minor leaguer Josh Harlow. Walk right in, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Durbin at third. Monasterio goes to second. And Frelick aboard for the second time. Here's Churio. First pitch. Breaking ball in for a strike. Flubbed by the catcher, Huff. But it didn't roll far enough away from him for Caleb Durbin to try to score. Curio, very much like William Contreras, when he gets in these kind of spots, runners in scoring position, two outs, he really locks in. 0-1 pitch. Fly ball hit down the left field line. Brennan coming in. He will not get it. It lands in front of him. Base hit. Two-run score. First to third, Frelick. Throw that way, not in time. Curio didn't get a lot of that one, but it fell in front of the left fielder for a two-run single, and the Brewers lead it 5-0 in the fourth. I believe I had that one. Right before the pitch. But you just know Curio in those spots is going to give you a very good at-bat. He almost always does anyway, but especially when he's got ducks on the pond.
Hey, he really is a mature, beyond his years hitter. If you watch him and the way that he focuses, the way he takes pitches now, he is just, I think maybe some people don't really understand just how high the ceiling is going to be over the next couple of years for Jackson Curio.
They're on the corners with two outs still as Christian Yelich comes to the plate. First to throw to first, and Curio in standing up.
I think everybody knows superstar potential, right? But I think it might even be a step higher than that if he stays healthy and continues to grow like he could.
Totally agree. First pitch, letter high strike at the top of the zone to Yelich. That was a fastball from Harlow. I think Jackson Curio could be, and I don't want to be hyperbolic, but I think he could be one of the top two or three players in the sport in the not-too-distant future. 0-1 pitch. Yelich swings and misses at a high one, nothing and two.
What I was going to say is I think there's a chance in the next 12 months that you can count on one hand how many players are in the same class as Jackson Curio, position player-wise. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of where this thing could be headed.
0-2 pitch is way outside from Harlow, a breaking ball, and it's 1-2.
Which is similar to what you're saying. I mean, it's one of the players in the game. I think that's what he can be.
We concur. Christian Yelich has walked and lined out to left. Brewers have had five straight reach with two out in the fourth inning. 1-2 pitch up and in on Yelich, taken for ball two. It was two outs, nobody on. Vinny Capra came back and walked, and that lit the fire here. A three-run rally at least. 5-0 Brewers, bottom four. Harlow stretches in the 2-2. Hit down the left field foul line and slicing well out of play. Yelich giving a long AB. Ben Lively, the starter, charged with four runs in his 3 2/3 innings. You can close the book on him. Yeah, the first three to reach against Harlow. The first three to bat have reached. 2-2 pitch. Curio goes on ball three. Throw through to second base. Not in time. It's a steal. The throw went right into Curio as he slid into the bag. It hit him in the leg, and he is hobbled. Staying at third was Frelick. Did not try to come home through the back door. It's a steal, and Curio a bit shaken up because the throw hit him. Ouch. Gets up, nobody coming from out of that Brewers dugout to check on him, which is a good sign. 3-2 on Yelich, meanwhile. Had a few of these in this game where it was 0-2, and that turns into 3-2. Harlow has the sign. The payoff pitch, high ball four, lost him. So all four to come up against Josh Harlow have gotten on base. Carl Willis, the pitching coach for the Guardians, is going to come pay him a visit. Base is reloaded. By the way, during the regular season, whenever there's a stolen base for a Brewer, Delta Dental will make a donation to a charity. Delta Dental and Delta Vision, two great plans, one name you trust. This trip to the mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Dozens of sports betting kiosks, a massive video wall seating for over 200, full food menu and bar, VIP seating and more. It's a sports betting paradise. Bet above the rest.
Your attention, please. Attention from the Brewers.
It's going to be it for Yelich. Yelich is staying in. That's going to be it for Contreras, who was due up with the bases loaded. Jorge Alfaro is going to pinch hit for him. Yelich is at first. Churia went to second base. And Frelick is still at third. Bases loaded, 5-0. And now Harlow to the pinch hitter, Alfaro. First pitch, swing and a miss at a high one. Couldn't hold back.
Kind of feels like the Brewers wanted Contreras in the lineup today to catch Woodruff and Quintana specifically, right?
Good call. Yep. Now with those two done for the day, William gets the rest of the afternoon off. But one pitch, Alfaro swings and skies one in the air behind short into shallow left. Long run in for Brennan, but he's there. And he makes a backhanded catch to finally retire the side. Brewers had a great go of it with two out in the inning, and they end up plating three and stranding three. We go to the fifth. 5-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Flash frozen and vacuum packed, Usinger's fresh brats are styrofoam free and will stay for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest and most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with all of our other great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on the table.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/buck.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera.
Oh, solo mio.
Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
We'll take some more of that.
Smollett.
Swing a line drive. Deep center. It's gone. A walk-off home run.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're killing me, Smalls.
All Brewers games are on sale now. Get your tickets, any of them, for any game all season long, including opening day. Get your seats, brewers.com/tickets. Opening day, by the way, 2 weeks from tomorrow. Home opener. Here's Lane Grindle as we go to the fifth. 5-0 Milwaukee.
All right. Thank you, Josh. Will Brennan leads off against Peguero, who stays out there on the mound. And he rolls one foul into the screen over near the on-deck circle. It's 0-1. So they'll get Peguero back up a second time, which he will do at times, be asked to get four outs over the course of an outing in the regular season. Swing and a miss on a good slider down and in on Brennan. It's 0-2. These are the things you start to see towards the back part of camp with some of these relievers. 0-2 pitch. And that one shot foul off the facing of the Brewers dugout first base side. Still 0-2 on Brennan. You'll see them go back to back occasionally at the end of camp and situations like this where they try to cover more than three outs. And up, down. The 0-2. That's down. And it's one ball and two strikes on Brennan, who flied to right against Quintana back in the second inning. No runs on one hit for Cleveland so far in this game. Brewers with five runs on six hits. Figueroa worked a 1-2-3 fourth. And now brings home the 1-2 pitch, and he missed outside with a sinking fastball. It's 2-2. Brennan climbs back in there. And Peguero brings home the 2-2 pitch, and that one's rolled foul off the front of the Brewers' first base dugout. Stays at 2-2. A little battle going on here between Peguero and Brennan. Figueroa sporting that, I guess we would call it electric blue glove. Is that what we're going with?
All right, Will.
Well, it's half and half these days. The other half is yellow.
2-2 is swung on and fouled back into the backstop. It stays at 2-2. Yeah, the fingers part of it, if you will.
Changed it up just a week or two ago from that normal electric blue, as you said, that he's been adorning.
2-2 pitch. And did he go? He sure did. They appeal to third. Brennan went around. Another ortho ASAP strikeout for Peguero. That is his third of the outing. And Pat Murphy is going to go take him out of this game. So, yeah, they just wanted him to get back up one more time and feel that out. Another part of the process of getting ready for the regular season. And that will be it for Elvis Peguero. Very sharp outing for Peguero. That is another very good sign for the crew. So it's a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. Proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. And they remind you that when the game is on, turn your notifications off with you with us mode. U.S. Cellular built for us. Left-hander Tyler J is coming on after a really good performance by Peguero here this afternoon. One out, nobody on, top of the fifth inning. It's a 5-0 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Tyler J takes over on the mound, and the first pitch to Bo Naylor. He goes around on a changeup that ran up and in on him. And it's 0-1 on Naylor. 1 1/3 for Peguero. 3 strikeouts. Retired all 4 batters that he faced. And now J takes over. A 5-0 Brewers lead. Jay nails the outside edge with a strike on a fastball at 93, and it's 0-2. Former first-round pick Tyler Jay, the Minnesota Twins. Jay brings home the pitch, and this is flipped into right down the line. It's going to be trouble. Drops in there fair for Naylor. Getting to it quickly was Churio, and he holds him to a long single. So Naylor is aboard. Just kind of reached down and got the very end of the bat to a slider that was breaking down and away from him. And he just punched it down the right field line for a base hit for Naylor. Now here's Angel Martinez. Time for a vibe check. Cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer. The seltzer that passes the vibe check. First pitch to Martinez, a ground ball to short. Big hop for Monasterio to second for one. The turn by Durbin in time. 6-4-3 it goes. Brewers turn two. And a quick inning between Peguero and Jay here at the top of the fifth. We go to the bottom of 5. Brewers with a 5-0 lead on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Spanning the state with Kristen Bry.
I think most of us bemoan how much money has influenced politics. You can't avoid getting ads for the race. So it's harder to claim ignorance that you just didn't know that the election was happening when there is that much money to be reminding you all the time in every different medium. Hey, don't forget to vote.
And Brian Noonan.
If you never stand up to this kind of behavior, this kind of racist rhetoric, even if you're just with somebody and they make that comment, if you don't stand up and say something, you're complicit in that statement.
Only on WTMJ.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is here to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA Pro Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Smith's pitch is lined into shallow right. Coming in is Noel. He'll make the catch. That ball actually carried a little bit. And he makes the catch regardless, and there's one away. And here's Mark Canna. Might be the last time through the order for the crew. We'll see if Pat Murphy goes to the bench after this time through with his starting lineup. Canna 0 for 2 today. And the pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Davey Garcia getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. Brewers with two runs in the third on a two-run home run from Sal Frelick. Added three more in the fourth. As Canna takes a changeup for a strike, and it's 0-2. Smith's 0-2 pitch is fouled off and out of play first base side. Stays at no balls and two strikes. Well, nothing beats springtime in Wisconsin. You just got to wait for it to get here. It is coming, we promise you. And you got to enjoy that spring with a grill full of Usinger sausage. 0-2 swing and a miss. Good fastball at 96. He got it past Canna. And there's two away as Vinny Capra's the batter now. Yeah, Usinger's Milwaukee's family-owned and operated sausage house since 1880. Made exclusively in Milwaukee for 145 years. America's finest. Capra 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. Smith brings home the pitch, and this is driven out to center, deep, back on its Freeman, at the track, at the wall, reaches up over his head, lands on the warning track, bounces off the wall. It's a stand-up double for Capra, and his strong spring continues. Vinny Capra, every time he is in the lineup, he is doing something to make sure he is noticed. And had that been in the regular season, that would have been a $75 donation. Courtesy of Wes Spin, the silver lining to the Mac Fund.
Does he ever not hit the ball hard? It's wild.
Here's Caleb Durbin. Pitches in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Yeah, Capra's been really impressive this spring, no doubt about it. 0-1 to Durbin is a liner into right for a base hit. Capra being waved around third. Here comes the throw home from Noel, and it is not in time. Pretty good throw from Noel, but Capra had a great read on it. Wasn't an overly challenging read for Capra. You knew that one was going to get through off the bat of Durbin. It's an RBI single for Durbin, and it is 6-0 Brewers. So here's Andrew Monasterio. Durbin at first, and two outs, one in. Smith's pitch, up and in, it's 1-0. It's been really impressive from the bottom of this order today, Josh. The bottom three have really gotten the job done for the crew. is a strike on a fastball at 96. It's that high zone we're telling you about with Emil Jimenez today. He's giving you about a baseball and a half up above the normal strike zone. And that's where that one was located. Smith's 1-1 pitch is down and away, and it's two balls and one strike.
Well, the guys that you're talking about specifically, 7, 8, and 9, Capra, Durbin, Monasterio, those are all three right in the middle of a battle for a roster spot.
It's not a coincidence, right? No. They're playing for something. 2-1, down and away. That was a two-seamer that time from Smith, and it's 3-1. Yeah, you look at the Brewers lineup today. The first six are all kind of established big leaguers. And the bottom three, 3-1, is low and away. And Monasterio works a walk. So he's been on base all three times today. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Now that bottom third, Capra's got big league service time. So does Monasterio. Durbin, young prospect that is definitely on his way to the big leagues eventually. But different career arcs than the other six in this lineup. First pitch to Sal Frelick, down and in. It's 1-0.
It's been fun listening to Pat Murphy talk about Caleb Durbin. And he said yesterday, I knew I would like this kid when we got him in the trade, and it has not disappointed. I love him. It's Pat Murphy's kind of guy, isn't it?
Absolutely. No question. 1-0 is down and in. Two balls and no strikes. 97 that time from Smith. I think when the Brewers made that trade and you started to investigate the pieces, of course, you kind of knew what Nestor Cortes was and what the Brewers were getting in him, but you're getting yourself familiar with Caleb Durbin. 2-0 is low, and it's three balls and no strikes. Might have been a touch inside as well. And the more you read about Caleb Durbin, the more you said, oh, man, this guy was tailor-made to play for Pat Murphy. 3-0. Liner into right. That is hard hit from Sal Frelick. It is a base hit. Around third is Durbin. He will score. It is 7-0 Brewers on an RBI single for Sal Frelick. He has driven in three over the course of this game so far. Sal, if there's anything about Sal that has stood out this spring, it's how hard he's hitting the ball. Sal Frelick, maybe not the king of exit velocity a season ago, but that has not been the case this spring. He is hitting lasers all over the Cactus League. And Jackson Churio will not hit. It is going to be Jared Oliva. As Monasterio stops at third, so the Brewers have runners on the corners. And now Oliva will pinch hit for Jackson Churio. Brewers playing some good baseball right now down here in the spring.
And this, by the way, against a pitcher, Cade Smith, who was one of the best relievers in the American League a season ago, Lane.
Yeah, Cade Smith has good stuff. You can see that here today. It is got some zip on it. First pitch to Oliva, and he takes a fastball that missed high at 95. And it's 1-0.
74 appearances as a rookie a season ago. How about a 1.91 earned run average for Cade Smith?
That typically will play. Swing and a miss. Got a fastball by Oliva. 96 that time. It's 1-1. Just his fourth appearance of the spring. He's been really good this spring, too. Hasn't given up a run yet. Until today. Swing and a miss. And it's 1-2. And he's not messing around with Oliva. He's coming right after him.
All right, Kane.
And Oliva hasn't been able to catch up to the fastball so far. See if he comes back to it again. The pitch. Got a piece of it that time. Came right back down the middle at 96, and Oliva fouled it straight back. Monasterio at third. Frelick is at first. The 1-2 pitch. Oliva slams it into the ground, foul behind home plate. And it stays at 1-2. I don't think we're quite as big as Friday's crowd, but this is a very big crowd. What did we have yesterday?
It's about 5,000 yesterday.
5,000 yesterday. We had over 9 on Friday. 1-2 is lifted in the air, foul, and out of play down the right field line. Stays at 1-2. I would guess today is in the 7,500 range, maybe pushing 8,000.
Those berms are pretty full.
Yep. The wisest of this group when it comes to attendance predicting is on the far left of this booth. That would be Kent Sommerfeld. 40 years of experience. There goes Frelick. Swing and a miss from Oliva. Frelick was almost to second base by the time Oliva finished his swing. But he strikes out, and the inning is over. Brewers do it all with two outs. Here in the bottom of the fifth, they push two runs across, and that lead grows to 7-0 as we head to the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA, your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it, so you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the Silver Lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Hey, ready to sweeten your game? It's time for Quick Trip's Nature's Touch ice cream. Ooh, making moves like the starting lineup of a championship team. Whether you're gearing up for the big game, celebrating a win, or just looking for a sweet break in the action. Chocolate, vanilla, cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, and more. Yeah, there's no such thing as a bad pick. So why wait? Flavor doesn't scoop itself. Get your hands on your winning Nature's Touch ice cream flavor today. Only at Quick Trip.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten.
At the ballpark or your local grocery store. Carbless.
This is more.
More.
Hey, limited time offer. Claim a special Jackson Cheerio t-shirt with select terrace level opening day seats for the Brewers matchup with the Royals on March 31st. You got to hurry, though. This deal is limited. Get yours at brewers.com/opening day. Juan Brito will lead things off for Cleveland against Davey Garcia. And the first pitch from Garcia is a changeup in there for strike one. It is a 7-0 Brewers lead. Top of the sixth inning here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. 0-1 is chopped foul at the plate, and it's 0-2 to Brito. We had a base hit back in the third inning. He is the number 10 prospect for the Guardians, 23 years of age. And he checks on a pitch that missed a little bit high with a fastball at 94. Brito is a switch hitter, so up there as a left-handed hitter against the righty Garcia. 1-2 pitch is high, and it's 2-2. Brito and then Cody Hoff, and then back to the top of the order for the Guardians here in this sixth inning as Garcia brings home the 2-2 pitch. That's popped up. Foul territory, third base side. Drifting into foul territory, making the catch is Vinny Capra. Down the line from third base just a little bit. And there's one away for Cody Hoff. Well, hey, baseball fans, don't forget, George Webb predicts the crew will win 12 games in a row this season. And when they do, we'll all be celebrating. Learn more at georgewebb.com. So here's Cody Hoff. Garcia's pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. If the Brewers held on today, that would be 7 in a row in Cactus League play. Now, that doesn't apply with George Webb. They're predicting in the regular season, of course. Pitch is down. They appealed to first, and Huff didn't offer. And it's 1-1. But when they used to give away, you know, the free burger with winning 12 in a row, the 1-1. And I think that time he committed to it. He did. Went around on a curveball down and away, and it's 1-2. If they were still doing that, if you won 12 in a row in the Cactus League, you should get a free slider. Right? Should be worth something. Our friends at George Webb's. Love having them a part of Brewers baseball. Fouled back by Huffin out of play. And it's still 1-2.
Yeah, it should count for something. Absolutely it should. It's been quite a week for the crew. The Cactus crew.
1-2 pitch. Missed outside. And it's 2-2. Yeah, if they hold on today, that'd be a full week of wins. Nothing but W's. Two-two. Ground ball sharply hit to short. Takes a convenient hop into the glove of Monasterio. He slings it over to first in time to take care of Huff. And there's two down for Daniel Schneeman. Schneeman is 0-2. Fly out to center and a strikeout back in the third. Brewers defensively have some changes, by the way. Isaac Collins takes over in left for Christian Yelich. Garrett Spain is in center field, taking over for Frelick. Bouncer foul up the first baseline, and it's 0-1 on Schneeman. Ernesto Martinez Jr. is the new first baseman. Alfaro had already come into the game as the catcher, and Oliva stays in the game in right field. So you have the three at the bottom of the lineup we were just talking about still in the game. 0-1 is a little low with a changeup, and it's 1-1. Capra, Monasterio, and Durbin. Guys that are battling for spots on this team. 1-1. That missed outside. It's 2-2. Seven nothing Brewers. Top of the sixth here in Arizona. 2-1. Bounced foul up the first baseline, and it's 2-2.
I was talking about this earlier, Lane. The thing about this week that's been so impressive, the offense. Brewers have scored at least 7 runs in 6 of the 7 games.
7,297.
Pitches up and in. And the count goes full on Schneeman at 3-2. Just got the attendance. 7,297. I thought my initial guess was somewhere between 7,500 and 8,000. Ground ball back up the middle and into center field for a base hit for Schneeman. So Schneeman is aboard with 2 outs, and that'll get Tyler Freeman to the plate. So I was kind of in the ballpark, a little high. I would have gone over, so I would not have won in our Price is Right rules. You never really gave a total guess.
No. Levering would have made me.
He would not have given you an option. You are correct. Garcia's first pitch to Freeman. Caught the inside corner, and it's 0-1. I think if you were going to guess, you would have said like 7,295.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have been wrong, though.
Yep. There was, but I would not have gone over.
297. 0-1. Up with a fastball, and it missed. One ball and one strike.
We finally got Levering to admit on the air yesterday that he just loves The Price is Right so much. Every time he's on the treadmill late morning, he's watching
That's
it.
That's his show.
Yeah, so thus our guess the attendance game.
1-1. That missed outside. Two balls and one strike. I mean, the thing about that is, for him, see, like, when I'm on the treadmill, I'll watch shows too, but I don't watch game shows. I need to lose myself in something while I'm running. It makes the pain less if I'm focused on something else. 2-1, ground ball to third. Big hop for Capra. He throws to second where Durbin is covering, and the inning is over. So the Guardians get a base runner in the sixth on the two-out single from Schneeman, but unable to push anything across. We go to the bottom of sixth. 7-0 Crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
From the WTMJ Breaking News Center, I'm Jessica Gatzo. A 33-year-old is dead after a shooting overnight near 107th and Granville Road. Milwaukee police are searching for missing teenager 17-year-old Neva Harris. The NFL is warning of fake ticket scams for the draft in Green Bay. Tonight, mostly clear skies, a low of 25. Monday, partly cloudy and breezy, a high of 49. I'm Jessica Gatzo, WTMJ News.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Ah, spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's Pizza of the Month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
In his fourth year in the big leagues, that seems almost impossible.
Once again, Brewers prospects participating in the spring breakout game.
0-1 pitch to Collins is fouled back and out of play, and it's nothing and two. Gaddis very good a year ago with Cleveland, 6-3 with a 1.57 ERA in 78 appearances. 74 and two-thirds innings on the mound for Gaddis. O-2 pitch to Collins is over but low, and it's one ball and two strikes on Isaac Collins, who takes over for Christian Yelich. Took over last half inning in the field. 1-2 pitch. Rolled foul up the first baseline. Stays at 1-2.
I think, Lane, the biggest reason, it's almost inarguable, biggest reason that the Guardians won their division and went to the ALCS last year was the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
And guys like Gaddis and the man who pitched last inning, Keith Smith, and, of course, their closer, Emmanuel Classe.
1-2 pitch. This is hit in the air, but foul a long ways up onto the berm above the Brewers' dugout and bullpen, in fact. But it's 1-2 on Collins.
They could turn it into like a five-inning game if you gave a lead to that bullpen last year.
1-2 is down and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes, and availability is a big deal. 78 appearances for Gattis. That was one off the league lead. TJ McFarland had 79 for the Athletics. 2-2 is skied high into right field. Coming in is Noel. Now having to close at the last second, makes the catch in fair territory. And there's one away. And before Jorge Alfaro hits, 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Listening to WRJN at W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With Josh Maurer and Ken Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you this afternoon. Jorge Alfaro, a swing and a miss at a changeup, and it's 0-1. 7-0 Brewers, bottom of the sixth inning here in Phoenix. One out, nobody on here in the sixth. And Alfaro hits one in the air to right center. Back on it a few steps is Noel, now coming in 2 steps and makes the catch. And there's 2 away for Reese Hoskins. But instead of Reese Hoskins, we will have a pinch hitter, Casey Martin. Casey Martin, not the Casey Martin that was the roommate of Tiger Woods at Stanford. Right, they were roommates, weren't they? Teammates, for sure.
Yep.